Welcome back, Highland Radio Saturday Sport 25 to 6. On the line, I'm joined by Aidan Campbell, Commercial and Marketing Officer with Finn Harps. Aidan, you were in studio before Christmas along with Ian Harkin talking about what was coming up. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since during the closed season, a lot happening. There's a new manager installed, Dave Rogers, a hero at Shells. The Liverpudlian taking charge. And suppose if we can just enlighten people on what's been happening the last couple of months. Well, first of all, he's here on a long-term deal.
He is indeed, Chris. I suppose at the end of last season, we were all hurting a bit, as you do when a club gets relegated. We had to sit down and just have a look at where the club is going, what the plan is for the coming years. And it's been much discussed, the amount of investment in and the amount of money that has come into other teams, which means that they can go full-time and attract players that are probably beyond our reach. So we sat down and before the interview process, we put a plan together, and that really is about looking at the long term. And we wanted a manager who was a proven coach and who could be who would take players in and basically make them better players over the next few years and build something special. I think a big problem in the League of Ireland has always been 12-month contracts, and that goes for a lot of clubs, but especially for us. So at the end of last year, we were in a situation where we didn't have any playing staff, so we wanted to look at a different kind of approach. So that meant we had to be very careful about our recruitment. We had some excellent candidates. We did an excellent number of replies and some really high caliber coaches. We were really pleased with that. But we, Dave was in a family situation where he wanted to move back to Ireland. His wife's from Castleblaney, and we were aware of his reputation as a coach for Nottingham Forest under 20s, and he'd worked for Liverpool academies before that. Incidentally, I think one of his proteges, Billy Fuster, who was Dave's captain at Nottingham Forest, is making his debut today for Nottingham Forest. So he has huge experience of bringing players through, and we discussed discussed where he was at and where we were at, and the two matched together. So his energy and commitment, he knew all about Finn Park as a player, as you said, with Shelburne, and he was very genuine in that he always admired Finn Harps as a club. He said he loved playing at Finn Park because of the atmosphere as a player. So we sat down and went through the technical side, and as a result of that, we were delighted to appoint Dave. His brief is to develop a side. Obviously, the budgets won't be the same as they were in the Premier. We'll be going with maybe just over half our budget last year. But since that, we've made a couple of signings. I think people have noticed we're going for a kind of profile of player who's perhaps a bit younger in age and who we can work with over the next couple of years. And Darren Murphy, another experienced man, is coming in as Dave's assistant. We've appointed a head of performance, Lorcan Mason, who will make sure that the players can be as fit as they can be. We will be announcing sponsorship deals with a company who supply the GPS and all that kind of software, plus another company who supply top of the range strength and conditioning software. So Dave, Darren and Lorcan can give players a real environment where they can, you know, monitor themselves and getting fitter and getting better as the season goes on. So, on top of that, we bring in through some academy players. There's four lads there in the first team squad who came through our own academy. So part of the job brief was to integrate all of that. So Sean O'Donnell, Brendan McLaughlin, Kevin Jordan and Shawnee Bradley, young men, talented young guys, they know they're not the finished product yet. We announced Michael Harris, another extremely talented, determined young player from Convoy. We were delighted when Michael chose ourselves over other clubs yesterday. You know, Michael had other offers on the table, but he wanted to, once he spoke to Dave, he wanted to be part of it. And we got a couple of other young guys as well. So that was pretty much on the pitch. And then we had to look at our structures off the pitch too. We're looking forward to this year. It's going to be a very exciting year because it's going to be our first foray into the women's football part of things as well. So the under-19s, under-17s, Paddy McDade is going to be putting that project together along with our academy head, Kevin McHugh, and Patrick McGranahan has been announced the under-17 manager for the women's. Off the pitch, we'd Ian Harkin come in. Ian came in as chairman last year, and Ian's been working around the clock, and we're looking to kind of recruit people off the pitch as well who have joined the Finn Harps family. We've a lady, Grace Corbell, who worked for the local Donegal Enterprise office, coming on board, and she's going to help us on the commercial side. So new appointments, it's all go, Chris. You know, we, as I said, we naturally, everybody was disappointed at the end of last year, but there's huge plans going on, and we're looking at a bit more detail about, you know, the kind of style and system of football that will become the trademark of Finn Harps Football Club for the next 4 years, which is the length of contract, as you say, we've awarded Dave, and we're looking forward to going through all that with our supporters and 500 club members and sponsors at the fans forum at the Ballard Theatre Wednesday night.
Yeah, so plenty to look forward to, that fans forum at 7 o'clock, isn't it, Aidan? In the Ballard
7 o'clock. Yeah, yep. Everybody welcome to come along. There'll be various presentations on the. We'll have Dave just run through what, you know, what the brief was from the board and how he's going to adapt that into the style of play, and what, you know, the ethos of the club will be for the players. They're getting back into pre-season this Monday, so you know, we're putting all just the structures in place and get the players ready for that. So yeah, everybody welcome to come along, and there'll be short presentations from Dave, from Kevin, who's head of the academy, from Paddy on the women's football, and Kelly, our community officer, who's done tremendous work with many brilliant community organisations locally. So, and then of course the new stadium project as well. And so looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, exciting times ahead. Just a few other things before we let you go. The first league game is at home to Galway. I mean, given that Galway are going to be one of the sides expected to be right up there, it's certainly one of the top billings in the first division on the opening weekend. And added to the fact, Ollie Horgan's going to be there in the opponent's dugout, so that you couldn't ask for many more links.
If I didn't know better, I would say that there was a bit of mischief going on in the FEI fixtures department, Chris.
For those who aren't aware, Ollie, assistant manager with Galway now, and the team that he'll be looking at that comes out of the Harps dressing room will be much changed, as is often the case after the end of a season. Just on the players that have come in, you've mentioned, I know that there's obviously some of them would be more well known than others. Michael Harris, who's certainly a very bright prospect, signed during the week. Philippe da Silva, we might see a bit of Brazilian magic, so hopefully that'll certainly. It's always good to get in players that maybe sometimes when you don't know what they're going to bring, it can add a real bit of excitement to a club.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Philip's 19, 20 years of age. We don't expect him to be the finished product. And they all have, whether they're at home or coming from abroad, of course, they have to fit in with the ethos that we've laid down now for the first team management. And, we want to see these players come in like Philip. Philip's actually arriving today, being picked up by two of our fantastic stalwarts, Shane and Doogie, and he's really looking forward to it, and he's an exciting young player. Dave and Darren can't wait to get them on the training pitch with the rest of the lads on Monday. And so we have a couple more signings to make, obviously, to fill out the squad, but we're all looking forward to it. Galway, as you say, another team heavily backed by big owners, but we're going to get we're going to get the team ready, and it's just fantastic to start the match with such start the season with such a high profile fixture.
And finally, Aidan, just to mention that, you know, there's going to be a lot of away travel this year, trips to Cove, Wexford, Waterford, and newcomers in the league, Kerry. Great to see a new team coming into the first division, but that'll be a long trek to Tralee.
There's been much made of the travel. We're actually on the lookout for travel sponsors, and we've got a few in so far. It's last year, I think our furthest away trip was down to St. Pat's, and It was a daunting looking fixture schedule, but you know, we're only getting on a bus, Chris. At the end of the day, it's all about the preparation, and we've discussed it in depth with Dave already. How do we get the, how do we help get the, you know, the team prepared for these matches? And so we will have a plan in place. And as you say, great to see Kerry joining the league. It's, they've always produced a few players. The manager down there, Darren Dennehy, is a well-known football guy. So we're looking forward to welcoming all these teams to Finn Park, and you know, we wish them good luck in the long term. And you know, I think, Chris, me and you have seen a lot of teams come and go in the League of Ireland, but I think they're putting in, they're going about it the right way. They're going to blood in a lot of young local players, and they're very excited about the project down there, so we're looking forward to welcoming them to Finn Park.
Absolutely. Well, the season starts in earnest February the 17th at home to Galway. Aidan Campbell, Commercial and Marketing Officer with Finn Harps, many thanks for joining us on the programme this afternoon.